I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
It sure is.
You recommended a movie to me that I've been meaning to see for a long time.
Okay. Slow West.
A recent Western.
Yes.
Starring Michael Fassbender. I'm really glad I watched this movie.
Oh, good.
When you watch any new Western, what you're watching for, a very careful treading, honoring the tradition of being Western, but also little intrusions of how do we honor the tradition but make it different.
We're almost locked into the tropes of the Western genre.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at how can they possibly give us something new that we would be interested in.
Right, and see, but the trick is not to give us something too new.
Oh, no, exactly.
Right? You know, watching this movie, and the premise of it is that there's this young Scottish kid. He's come to America to follow his love out west. She has settled out west with her dad.
Yep.
He is going to find her, and presumably they're going to be in love and all this stuff.
He defines the word greenhorn.
Yes, exactly. Right. He meets up with an outlaw,
yes!
Played by Michael Fassbender.
Who better than an outlaw to guide you through?
Right. You're right. You don't want to be with another guy like yourself. No. Otherwise, you're dead.
Right.
And so a relationship buds between those two,
yeah,
which is really cool. The little nuance here, but the girl and the father are wanted.
Yes, I know.
And
Rose.
So there's a $2,000 bounty on their heads. The central tension of the film is when they do find the girl, is the outlaw Fassbender going to kill her for?
And we have a band of very bad outlaws looking for them because of that.
Led by the always sweaty Ben Mendelsohn.
Something in the cinematography is new. I was drawn to Westerns very early as a young man by Technicolor and by the expanse of the West. And that just was what I thought Westerns were about. Westward ho.
Fassbender is introduced to us as a tough, laconic, in the Eastwoodian tradition, or any classic Western tradition of the quiet, the gunslinger.
Yep.
The thrust of the movie is about these two men and their relationship and how it deepens as they... It's a road movie.
Buddy movie. One of the limitations of the film is that I wanted more of exactly what you're talking about.
Right. See, that's what I'm saying. You are looking for, where's my Western stuff, right? You can enjoy the movie on its own terms, but as a Western fan, you're looking for a little more of that classic stuff, where the movie lost me a little bit. As lovely as the score was, it is not a Western score.
I'm disappointed in the treatment given Rose. Not that she doesn't get everything that she deserves, but she's an older woman. This kid is hardly worthy of this woman. And
that really worked for me, because we only see Rose in two ways, flashbacks, and she does seem very girlish. You get the distinct impression she's a little bit older than he is, but you do feel like she's playful, she's girlish. Near the end of the film, she is a young woman.
She's not girlish.
Right, she's a young woman.
Yes.
It was handled really well. She has been transformed by that journey west.
She is the dream of the West, from this lass in the Highlands to a very tough survivalist lady outside of his reach. And isn't that in fact the West? Isn't that the dream that you have of this West and the toughness that it becomes? So you have to be Fassbender, you have to be that guy to survive. And you can't beat not only your inexperience with women,
right,
but also these guys who are after her, after the reward.
One of the touches that I really loved at the end of the film was there's this backwards movement. The film tracks all the bodies that were left behind in the wake of this journey. It takes us all the way back to the first victims. You see those bodies last. So the first people that drop, you see them last.
Yes.
And I thought that was an interesting way to say, remember that this trip westward for both these characters and for both America's history was littered with dead bodies.
All of the indicators of the Western genre that I love. It has a modern taste to it, even though it's called Slow West. Yeah. I don't think there's anything really slow about this movie.
It's not as slow as it sounds.
And it's on Netflix. It has the virtue of being only about an hour and a half or less.
Yeah, perfect. Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at WCBE.org.